If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Running. Greetings, America. Welcome. It is Eric Erickson here across the nation. The phone number is 877-973-7425. Should you wish to be on the program, if you're on hold, be patient. Happening right now, there's been a massive explosion in Beirut. It appears the Israelis have targeted Hezbollah there as that situation continues to escalate. And the president of the United States is nowhere to be seen. Also, for those of you on my flagship station, this was just announced. President Donald Trump and Senator J.D. Vance will hold a joint rally in Atlanta on Saturday. They will be coming into the city on Saturday. It will be at 5 o'clock p.m. in Atlanta, Georgia. It will be downtown Atlanta at the same venue where Kamala Harris is holding a rally tonight. So Harris is coming in tonight to tie up traffic, and Vance and Trump will be in Atlanta on Saturday tying up traffic. Better to be here on a Saturday tying up traffic than on a coming in on a Tuesday when it's been rainy around. Traffic's going to be a mess. Goodness gracious. Okay. I gotta spend some time on actual big news that isn't actually getting covered in the way it should. I understand even here on my show where I tend to cover other news more than other radio show hosts, variety of news and international news and things like that, that lately we've been near single-mindedly focused on the big news of the political shakeup and Biden out and all of that. But there's actually a lot of stuff happening in the world and very little of it good. And I need to spend a little time with you on some of this, as I mentioned, happening now as I'm live on radio, and I do need to timestamp this for you because it's July 30th. It is about 1:09 p.m. Eastern time as I'm talking. For those of you listening to delay, Israel has just blown something up in Beirut. The situation there continues to escalate. Hezbollah is a terrorist organization funded by the Iranians. Long before Hamas and Iran had ties, Hezbollah has essentially been an Iranian-funded outlet in Lebanon to take over Lebanon. And Lebanon, for those of you who don't know, was that for years called the Paris of the Middle East. Beirut was a very Western liberalized city. It was multicultural, multi-religious, multiracial. People got along very well, and Hezbollah moved in and started a civil war funded by the Iranians that have largely taken over. And Lebanon is not the city it used to be, or Beirut is not the city it used to be, and Lebanon not the country it used to be. When I was growing up overseas, I had a number of friends whose family were essentially refugees from Lebanon, had fled. I had friends who had fled from Iran and friends who had fled from Lebanon, all of them hating the Iranian government. This explosion in Lebanon, in Beirut, has taken place at a stronghold of Hezbollah, and pretty immediately obvious it's probably Israel responding to the attack that killed a bunch of kids. What was very notable is that much of the Western press, including the New York Times and the Washington Post, in their headlines, would not acknowledge that Hezbollah fired a rocket at a soccer field where kids were playing and killed kids. Not soldiers, but children. When Israel accidentally kills kids in Gaza, that's the headline, Israel kills kids. When people who hate Israel kill Israeli kids, it's never the headline. There's always a cover, an excuse, and oftentimes a suggestion of maybe it was a misfired Israeli Patriot missile. The anti-Semitism is real. And that West, that hatred of the West and hatred of Israel is spreading in global coverage. There is a crisis brewing south of us in Venezuela. And that crisis needs an American leader, and we don't have one. Now, I got to give you some geographic perspective here. If you go due south from Washington, D.C., you're gonna wind up in Colombia. People, Americans, tend to forget that South America tends to jut out much further east into the Atlantic. It's not directly under the United States. It's actually the furthest western part of South America is actually aligned very close to the Florida Panhandle. In fact, Tallahassee is basically due north of the western edge of South America, if you were to fly straight south. Caracas, Venezuela, is south of Puerto Rico and essentially south of Bangor, Maine. Sticks out there. It is in the eastern time zone. It's 1 p.m. here in Georgia where I am. It is 1 p.m. in Caracas, Venezuela. And Venezuela is exploding in rage because the dictator Nicolas Maduro is refusing to let go of power. He rigged an election. Joe Biden allowed him to sell oil in exchange for a free and fair election. And he had a corrupt election where he shut down the voting when it was clear he lost, and began shoving people, his forces, shoving people out into the streets where they were being gunned down. And it's caused massive turmoil. With 80, this is from the New York Times, and there's a reason I'm reading the New York Times. You've got to hear this. With 80% of voting stations counted, the country's election authority claimed that Mr. Maduro had received 51.2% of the vote, while the main opposition candidate, Edmundo Gonzalez, had received 44.2%. Mr. Maduro's government has invented election results before, and this tally was immediately called into question by the opposition and by several officials in the region. "We won, and the whole world knows it," the country's most popular opposition leader, Maria Corina Machado, told reporters in Caracas, the capital, early Monday. She called the declared result impossible, given information her team had collected about turnout. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken, speaking to reporters in Tokyo, said the U.S. government had serious concerns about the results announced do not reflect the will of the voters or votes of the Venezuelan people. Officials at some polling places refused to release printouts verifying the electronic vote count, and there were reports of voter intimidation and other irregularities. Now, I need to say something that is meant to offend some of you. If you're hearing me talk about this and you are immediately jumping to the 2020 election, grow the hell up and suck it up. This isn't about you or this country or its elections. This is about an actual stolen election by a dictator who is right now murdering people in the streets, unlike any of you in 2020. So put your big boy britches on and shut up about 2020. This is a real stolen election. This is an election where the government itself involved itself in rigging the election, shutting down voting in polling locations, refusing to give printouts, refusing to allow people to finish casting their votes. And when people left the election locations, gunned them down in the streets if they supported the opposition. Not a single person in this country was gunned down in 2020 walking out of a precinct on orders of the government. Now, this is the point of reading the New York Times. Because when you scroll through and it begins to explain the problems in Venezuela, it includes this paragraph. If the election decision holds and Mr. Maduro remains in power, he will carry Chavismo, the country's socialist-inspired movement, into its third decade in Venezuela. Founded by former President Hugo Chavez, Mr. Maduro's mentor, the movement initially promised to lift millions out of poverty. For a time it did, but in recent years, the socialist model has given way to brutal capitalism, economists say, with a small state-connected minority controlling much of the nation's wealth. You got that? It's capitalism's fault. Experts say, now, they don't quote, they don't cite who the experts are. But anyone who knows anything about history knows that as socialism morphs into communism, what do you get? A small state-connected minority controlling much of the nation's wealth. That is the actual result of communism. And what the New York Times has decided to say is that not that it's communism, which it actually is, a form of communism. There's no Politburo. There's no Secretary General. But there is an equitable mix of people, the haves and the have-nots, and those with government connections get very wealthy, as happened in the Soviet Union, as happens in China, as happens in Cuba, as happens in North Korea, all of whom, by the way, are allies of Venezuela. The New York Times can't be honest about it. They can be honest about much, but they can't be honest about the way socialism always winds up. The socialism here. The reality is that Venezuela is what happens when socialism advances too far without any democratic checks. It's what happens in Cuba and China. It's what happened in the Soviet Union, North Korea, many countries in Africa that embraced socialism and communism. The New York Times is lying about that. They get so much right about Cuba or about Venezuela, but not this. And now here's the other thing that they don't touch on. They don't tie to this. Where is the American president? Anthony Blinken is one of the worst secretaries of state we've ever had. He was so awful, even John McCain opposed his advancement in government, saying he was incompetent. John McCain was willing to call Anthony Blinken incompetent, and Joe Biden put him in a secretary of state. As I was coming on air this hour, there was an explosion in Beirut. The situation there is escalating. The United States will not give Israel the weapons it needs, and Hezbollah knows it. So Hezbollah is advancing on Israel, which is lacking American weapons to protect itself. Hezbollah knows the time is right to go after Israel, as the Biden administration has weakened Israel. Russia is making land advances in Ukraine because Joe Biden, who says he wants to fully arm Ukraine, has dragged his feet on actually arming Ukraine. And the Russians know the time is coming that Donald Trump may actually advance in the election. And contrary to what the Democrats would have you believe, Donald Trump was actually very pro-Ukraine and armed Ukraine the last time he was in office. So the Putin regime is rushing to take as much as they can from Ukraine before Trump gets in office, knowing that Joe Biden isn't actually supplying them the weapons. Now you have the Haiti situation, as I mentioned yesterday, the armed gangs controlling. And now you've got the situation in Venezuela. And our administration here in this country is largely silent. When Donald Trump was president of the United States, Donald Trump built a coalition within the Organization of American States to put pressure on the Maduro regime to stand down. One of the very first things Joe Biden did when he became president was to upend that coalition and discredit it and discard it because it was a Donald Trump idea. And it happened to be a very good idea that was working to build credible opposition to Maduro. And that credible opposition, thanks to the goodwill and the support of the rest of the Organization of American States in a coalition built by Donald Trump, just won an election. And the only thing Joe Biden did was tell Maduro, you can have this election and make a lot of money off oil sales so long as you tell me it's going to be a free election. And it wasn't. Joe Biden has been wrong about every major foreign policy decision in 50 years. Donald Trump was right about just about every foreign policy decision he made. And the chickens of the two are coming home to roost and collide in Venezuela, where a credible opposition fostered by Donald Trump just won an election in a regime funded by Joe Biden that now will now refuse to give up power, and the present American president is asleep at the crisis. There's one person who can fix this, but he's not yet back in the White House.
He'll do the research and give it to you straight. Eric Erickson is live every weekday. Get the podcast, live stream, email, and social media links by texting Eric to 33777 now.
Y'all, do you remember Trent, low IQ Trent? Trent from Tulsa, he emailed angrily several weeks ago and said he demanded that I be taken off the radio station, that I was too the stupidest, highly educated person on the radio. And blah, 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 blah. Low IQ Trent, he's still listening to me. I got another angry email from him, another profanity-laced email that I have a eating problem and a knowledge problem, and the election was stolen, and it's beneficial for me and my fat effing family. And apparently low IQ Trent is actually Brokeback Trent because he can't quit me. He said he would. Thank you, Trent. I guess we can still make room for a smart listener in Tulsa. We have plenty of smart listeners in Tulsa, and we have Trent. By the way, leaving Trent out of this, can I just have a complaint about our modern healthcare system? So I've been going to the gym. I have been losing weight, been exercising. I can't let my wife, who's doing strongman competitions, deadlift more than me. I've gotten to 345 and she's at 280 and been doing creatine and all that stuff and going to CrossFit. And well, my doctor said, oh, you got kidney issues. Well, I knew it was like the supplement, the creatine supplement, because it causes the problem. So I go to the doctor and the doctor says, oh, the blood work is off. You got to like do a 24-hour pee thing where you literally have to like save all your pee in a jug. And after 24 hours, they test like you're totally fine. So I go back to the doctor and the doctor says, oh, but the kidney. So I go back. And they're like, okay, so just get off the creatine for 6 weeks and come back. So I do. And I come back and the doctor says, not only are you fine, but your kidney function is actually better than the average person your age. So you're fine. So come back in 6 months. Why do I have to keep going back? I feel like at this point, healthcare is becoming a scam where you've just got to go every 6 months so they can justify stuff. If there's nothing wrong, and now twice they've told me there's nothing wrong, why do I have to keep going back to a specialist when the specialist says, not only is there no problem, my kidneys function better than most people my age, other than they got a bill? It's so frustrating. Healthcare is becoming a scam. What's not a scam is the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. It actually does wipe out odors, dirty odors, litter box odors, diaper odors. Y'all young parents know the diaper odor, and it lingers in your nostrils. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm takes care of all of that. And it also traps the dust and the pollen and all the other stuff floating in the air. You get three of them for less than $200 and save $200 at EdenPureDeals.com. EdenPureDeals.com. The discount code Eric3, E-R-I-C-K-3, at EdenPureDeals.com. You go to EdenPureDeals.com, you put in Eric3, you get three of them upstairs, downstairs, your basement, wherever you need them. They generate ozone. They creep into the crevices where the odors hide and wipe it out. And it works, and it's small, it's portable, you can travel with it. I always travel with mine. EdenPureDeals.com, the discount code Eric, E-R-I-C-K, and the number 3, Eric3. Get three of them and save $200, and they will wipe out the odors in your house.
Smart, fearless, and occasionally funny. You're listening to the Eric Erickson Show.
Hello there. Welcome. It is Eric Erickson here. The phone number is 877-973-7425. Should you wish to be on the program, it appears Israel has just killed a very high-ranking official of Hezbollah. I'm seeing a number of reports coming across the transom that the chief of the Hezbollah general staff has been killed in this attack. Israel has released a statement saying that they were targeting the individual who planned the attack that killed all the kids in Israel last week. The person who was being targeted by Israel is on the U.S. Most Wanted list with a $5 million bounty on his head. Also responsible for the bombing of 241 U.S. Marines and for other attacks. So we will see what happens. This is an escalating situation. I'll keep my eye on it as we stay through the show. Now, I want to switch gears here because I got some audio I got to play for you. As you know, the Democrats have offered up the weird attack. The weird attack. Can I just say that what is creepy, and it's not weird, it's actually creepy, is the Democrats are going down very racial lines. White people in the Democratic Party. So let me just play this. This is Molly Young Fast, and I need you to know something about Molly Young Fast. Molly Young Fast actually has no significant accomplishments of her own right that she did not get by, except by being a member of the Lucky Sperm Club. She's a Nepo baby. Molly Young Fast's parents had connections, and so she was able to rise, and she's become a singularly unthoughtful commentator of the left with leftist pablum and decided that she would go off on J.D. Vance on MSNBC. And the real outrage here, though, is that the reporter who's supposedly an objective reporter for Politico, Jonathan Lemire, did not challenge her on her statement. But you got to listen to this.
The stats are there. More and more Americans choosing not to have kids, which again emphasizes why J.D. Vance's comments right. about childless Americans, childless cat ladies, right. could be so politically damaging.
Well, so what's interesting is this natalism that comes from an authoritarian playbook, right? That there need to be more white children, right? That's the idea that there's, you know, this is about great replacement theory racism, right? This is what this is. So don't misunderstand it for him wanting more children. He wants a certain kind of, you know, racist thing.
He wants a sort of kind of racist thing, she's saying with her fingers oddly in the air. J.D. Vance is a Marine married to an Indian immigrant with mixed racial children. For her to say that a man who married a woman from South Asia with dark skin and they have mixed-race children, wants a racist thing, meaning white children. It's just a reminder that this is the rot that goes into the brains of people who watch MSNBC, and it's being mouthed by a singularly unaccomplished woman whose only accomplishment was actually her parents that she lucked into. And it's not just her going down this very creepy road that the Democrats have decided to move of screaming racism and weirdness about the GOP. I want you to listen to this. This is Pete Buttigieg, who is gay, who has children through surrogacy, who went on paternity leave, and no one in America noticed he was gone, which tells you about how expendable he is. And this is one of the this is actually a very creepy statement from Pete Buttigieg. Just listen to this.
Of course, men are also more free in a country where we have a president who stands up for things like access to abortion care. Men are more free.
Men are more free when women have access to abortion care. Not Pete, because he never has to worry about getting a woman pregnant. But what a bizarre thing to say. Men are more free when women get to kill children. When men don't have to be saddled by their actions of getting a woman pregnant, men can be free. That's the left-wing thought process behind Pete Buttigieg, that when men can just have consequence-free sex with women and the women can be paid to kill the kids, the men will be free. That's the Democratic Party line with Pete Buttigieg. And it's not just him. There's also Tim Walz, the guy who came up with weird as the thing to brand the right with. This is him talking about socialism.
But we can get out there, reach out, make the case. And for one thing, don't ever shy away from our progressive values. One person's socialism is another person's neighborliness.
One person's socialism is another person's neighborliness, except the socialism comes with the armed force of the government forcing you to give up your things and give them to other people. That's not neighborliness. That's being pressured by the government and forced against your will by the government. One person's socialism is another person's neighborliness. It would be like if Jesus Christ stood here and pointed a gun at your head and said, you're going to die and go to hell unless you give me your wallet. That's the neighborliness that Tim Walz wants. It's the force of government and God colliding together to force from you your hard work to give to someone who didn't work as hard as you. That's what Tim Walz wants. And what's notable is that Pete Buttigieg made his comment about men being free when women can kill the kids. And Tim Walz saying that socialism is just neighborliness, never mind that the government's forcing you. It was two white dudes on a white men for Kamala Harris call. And it turned out they were all a bunch of progressive, wealthy dudes in their houses. It wasn't hardworking, working class Americans. It was actors and politicians coming together to talk about Kamala Harris, who is weirdly, if they want to use the word weird about Republicans, weirdly segregating people. They even had a white women conference where they had a white woman lecture white women on how to navigate having a black female nominee. Listen to this woman and listen to her voice. Listen to this. She's like the kindergarten teacher from hell.
Ariel Fodor, affectionately known as Mrs. Frazzle to her combined audience of over 1.5 million followers, is here to help gentle parent us through this election.
Gentle parent my butt.
Thank you. Hi, everybody. I am so honored to speak today. I am like shaking to just be among such incredible company. We are here because, as if you were here earlier, you've heard BIPOC women have tapped us in as white women to step up, listen, and get involved this election season. This is a really important time, and we all need to use our voices and influence for the greater good.
Please,
no matter
shut up.
Who you are,
don't use your voice.
You are all influencers in some way. So tonight, I'm going to share some do's and don'ts for getting involved in politics online and navigating the toxicity that comes with it. And spoiler alert, as much as the toxicity can come from the outside, it can come from us too. So first, don't isolate yourself.
The first time
we can do our best work when we're in community together like we are tonight, because the toxic feels smaller when we support each other. But don't make it about yourself. As white women, we need to use our privilege to make positive changes. If you find yourself talking over or speaking for BIPOC individuals, or God forbid, correcting them, just take a beat. And instead, we can put our listening ears on. So do learn from and amplify the voices of those who have been historically marginalized, and use the privilege you have in order to push for systemic change. As white people, we have a lot to learn and unlearn. So do check your blind spots. You are responsible for your algorithm, believe it or not.
Who talks like that? You are responsible for your algorithm, believe it or not. We have a lot of things to learn and unlearn from Bible. Who? It's like Latinx. No normal human being uses the word BIPOC. Black, indigenous, people of color. No normal person uses that, and yet this woman used it multiple times. Unironically, it's such a foreign word that the automatic transcriber system spelled it BYPOCK. These are the voices that the Democrats don't think are weird. And remember, they had that guy who dressed up as a dog to have sex and stole women's luggage, and they got the Assistant Secretary of Health and Human Services. They got all the drag queens of the White House. You got that one dude who still to this day, like, wears leather and high heels to work. And they don't think they're weird, that they want to call the Republicans weird perverts. It seems like it's projection to me, given their own deviancies and behaviors. These are deeply deviant people. Scott Jennings on CNN, I got to play this for you.
And you win in America when you get all the people behind you, not just a small faction of them.
Quickly, Scott.
I am mystified by the newfound Democrat obsession with racial segregation. I find all this racial segregation, I mean, I guess the party's getting back to its roots, but I find this crazy. I mean, that you are principally organizing all of your supporters by race and forcing them all to get on these calls, and you have to be a certain race or gender to get on the calls. I find this to be completely bizarre behavior.
And we don't need...
Oh, let's let her just stand it.
Because here's the thing. We know that we win when we bring together people and have a big tent coalition.
But you're not. You're dividing them.
No, we're actually bringing them together. And
you're
by the way,
them.
Just look at the numbers. We don't need to debate this. Look at the cash and look at the support, right? This momentum that you see in just 7 days is greater than any other presidential campaign in history. So say what you will, bringing people together who we can be proud of who we are, whether we're black or queer or otherwise, is
black or queer or otherwise.
All right, we're going to leave it there. A lot more to come on this
conversation.
I'm going
to go get to the white guy Zoom.
The white dude
Zoom, excuse me.
Y'all, they've divided their supporters by gender and race. It's been a long time. But I guess, as Scott Jennings says, the Democrats are going back to their roots, where you put a bunch of white people in white hats together and they get to cheer on their power. That's not weird. That's creepy. It's bizarre. It's archaic. And they think it's normal. They think it's normal. That they think it's a normal reaction that socialism, the forcing of the government to take your stuff and give to others, is neighborliness. They think it's normal to say that a man who marries into an interracial relationship wants white babies only when his own children aren't white. They think it's normal to divide people up by race. They think it's normal to say men are free when women can kill the kids. They think this is what normalcy is. This is the Democratic Party. It is true. That's the Democratic Party. But they actually have decided that they're mainstream and the rest of us are the weird, deviant ones. Is it Gertrude Himmelfarb who said that deviancy becomes normal and normal becomes deviant with the left? That's what the communist intended, was for deviancy to become normal and normal to become deviant. And here we see this playing out in a Democratic Party. They're not weird. They're deviants. They're perverted deviants, and they amplify it. They define themselves by their sex. They define themselves by their race. They define themselves by who they're sleeping with, and they think that's totally normal and not gross. No, it's kind of creepy. Now we got to move on to other things, because I'm thoroughly grossed out by the behavior. Dividing these people up by race and having a white woman preach to other white women that they need to listen to BIPOC women, it's just creepy stuff. What's not creepy is Old Glory Bank. It's a really cool bank. I've told you guys, I've had this experience before, and I've had it again. I actually did very well at the craps table in Las Vegas. I ended with $250 the last night I was there. I was like, you know what? I might as well just go blow it all at the craps table, and I walked away with $1,400. And I had to deposit the cash back into the bank. And all I had to do was pull out my Old Glory app, and it generates a QR code, and I could take it without having to keep this massive cash on me, take it to a local store that was near me, and they scanned the QR code. I gave the cashier the cash, and it got credited into my account. That's how innovative they are as an online bank. They've got great bill pay. They've got great budgeting. They do mortgages. They're just a fantastic bank, and they're conservatives by conservatives, and they won't cancel your account because you're a conservative. You can even get a no-fee checking or savings account for your kid as a custodial account so your kids can deposit their cash into their bank account with Old Glory Bank, and it's not going to get eaten up with bank fees. You go to oldglorybank.com, oldglorybank.com. You can get an account for you or your kid in less than 8 minutes, oldglorybank.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, terms and conditions apply. It really is my bank. And that cash app really, really did work fantastic. OldGloryBank.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Terms and conditions apply.
Well connected and well respected. It's Eric Erickson live every weekday. Join Eric's army of activists. Text ARMY to 33777 now.
Well, this just in to the Eric Erickson Show. The phone number, if you want to be on the show, 877-973-7425. This just in. I got this. Are you ready? This is Kamala Harris, again, in Kamala Harris's own words.
Should black people get reparations?
I think there has to be some form of reparations, and we can discuss what that is.
There you go. A woman who is of Jamaican and Indian descent, not actually African-American, wants reparations in this country. And we'll have a discussion on what it is. I would just point out to you that the reparations that Kamala Harris advanced were cash reparations, which most California voters opposed, even in her own state. So she didn't advance it. But, yep, Kamala Harris coming on the record now. She wants reparations. She wants to force you to give up your hard-earned money over something that neither you nor your parents nor grandparents nor probably anybody in your family had anything to do with, and hand it over to other people. That is what Kamala Harris wants. The reparations were paid in blood on battlefields in the 1860s, and yet she wants to bleed you dry now. Okay, that's who the Democrats have put up as their nominee. Someone who says she's radical, someone who believes that we should not make it a crime to cross the border illegally, someone who believes that you should give up your hard-earned money and give it to other people because of something that people did well over 100 years ago in this country that a lot of people died to stop. This is who the Democrats are going with, and they think it's all perfectly normal. They think she's totally normal. When we come back, there is a plot to oust J.D. Vance as Donald Trump's running mate. It's not going to be successful. It's a terrible idea. But it's picking up steam among some Republican donors. And it's one of the reasons the Democrats are going and amplifying the weird stuff is they want to cause chaos on the Republican side now. I will also take your phone calls, 877-973-7425, including those of you from Tulsa who I dearly love, other than Brokeback Trent, who just can't quit me, but yet says he hates the show. But I got plenty of loving listeners in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and at some point I'm going to plan a trip out there to visit you guys as well as we tour the country. Now, right now, I got to tell you, it is the anniversary sale at Omaha Steaks. They're 107 years old. 107 years old. They've been in this business this long because they're good at their business, because they have great, great, great quality steaks and seafood and so much more for you. You can go to omahasteaks.com. At checkout, you can get an extra $30 off by putting my name in Eric as the promo code. Now, hang on a second. I got an email here because they upgraded this package for you guys. Okay, so here's what we got. 4 butcher-cut top sirloins, 4 boneless pork chops, 4 pure ground filet mignon burgers, 4 gourmet jumbo franks, 4 stuffed baked potatoes, 4 triple berry tartlets, and 1 Omaha Steak seasoning packet in the anniversary sale main page package. It is a great, great deal for you guys. I highly recommend it. OmahaSteaks.com. At checkout, use promo code Eric. Get an extra $30 off. You get unbelievable savings, unbelievable quality product delivered to your door from Omaha Steaks. The entire site right now is 50% off in time for their anniversary, plus an extra $30 off with my name as the promo code at checkout. OmahaSteaks.com.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.